Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 11th, 2023, I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the readmission of Zimbabwe into international football by FIFA, the World Soccer Governing Body, and the unveiling of the so-called Normalization Committee today. The panel is led by former Dynamo's chairman, Lincoln Mutasa, and will take care of Zimbabwean football until June 2024. Other committee members are former Mighty Warriors player and coach Rosemary Mugaza, former Highlanders defenders Kumbuzo Ndebele, and lawyer Nyashatashinga Samanyandwe. Zimbabwe was suspended by FIFA from international football in February of last year, following accusations of government interference in the sports administration. Lichana njani Zimbabwe omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Namhlanje sixoxa ngokuvunyelwa njalo kweZimbabwe ukuthi idlale inguqu lamanye amazwe kulandela ukumiswa kwayo yiFIFA nyakenye. IFIFA yazise izolo ukuthi leZimbabwe selivunyelwa ukudlala njalo, ikhethe ikomiti elawulwa ngowake wadlalela iDynamos uLincoln Mutasa, ukuthi akhokhele ezenguqu kuze kuyefika ngomnyaka ozayo. Amanye amalunga ekomiti le abalisa owake wadlalela iHighlanders uSikhumbuzo Ndebele, owake waqeqesha iqembu lama-Mighty Warriors njalo walidlalela uRosemary Mugaza kanye loNyashatashinga Samanyandwe oligqwetha. Nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa kubvumidzwa zvakare kwa Zimbabwe kuti itambe navu nedzimwe nyika mushure mekumiswa kwayo neFIFA gore rapera. FIFA yakanga ichipomera hurumende yeZimbabwe mhosva yekupindira munyaya dzenhabvu. Nasi FIFA yazivisa chikwata chichatungamira zvenhabvu muZimbabwe kusvika gore rinouya. Chikwata ichi chinotungamirwa nevakambova sachigaro veDynamos vaLincoln Mutasa, vakambotambira uye kuva murayiridzi wemaMighty Warriors Rosemary Mugaza, Sikhumbuzo Ndebele akambotambira Highlanders uye gweta Nyashatashinga Samanyandwe. Committee Chairman Lincoln Mutasa told a press conference today in Harare he was confident his team will be able to turn around the fortunes of Zimbabwe football.
We did not apply to be members of this committee. We were approached and were interviewed. I didn't know who was going to be a team member with, but I'm highly inspired by the team that has been put together, because it has got a wealth of experience both in the men's game and in the women's game, as well as the technocrats that we've been allowed to surround us. I feel confident that we'll be able to work well together as a team and try and meet the clear mandate that FIFA has tasked us with. In conclusion, I would like to just highlight one thing. We are a team, and the secret behind any success is generally teamwork.
Umnumzana Lincoln Mutasa ukhokhela iqula kumbe ikomiti esikhethiwe ukuthi ikhokhele ezenguqu ukuze kuyefika umnyaka ozayo. Enye ilunga lekomiti le uRosemary Mugaza laye uthe ukhangelele ukusebenza gadalala.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi anikesona ukuthi ngibe ngabantu omunye wabantu abakhethiweyo. Kuba kunomandatation committee eZimbabwe sisebenza ukuthi ibhora lethu eZimbabwe libuyele lapho kade likhona. Abantu kwazi ukuthi kade sisebenzele almost a year now kungula elinyindlela lisenzakala ebhoreni. But siyabonga i-government, SRC, i-FIFA, i-CAF, ne-COSAF ukuthi bahlangana babona kulungile ukuthi ibhora leZimbabwe kumele libuyele. And yinto enhle ithi thina abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi sekuyisikhathi ukuthi sisebenze singabantu bani ukuthi ibhola lethu lithuthuke njengoba kade lithuthukile. Sizahamba sihlangana nama-stakeholders wonke ukuthi sibone ukuthi ibhola lethu singalihambisa njani. And njengathi thina ama-former players, mina noSikhumbuzo noLincoln, kuhle ukuthi sikhona ukulungisa ibhola lethu. So wonke umuntu othanda ibhola eZimbabwe singahamba sisithi ama-stakeholders kuyanini silungise ibhola lethu, asibuyenini sililungise ibhola lethu. Asozolilungise yithi thina i-nomination committee, but lifuna umuntu wonke oseZimbabwe.
URosemary Mugaza ulilunga lekomiti esilawula ezenguqu eZimbabwe. COSAFA representative Ralph Nkomo said they pushed hard for Zimbabwe's readmission into world football.
So we took it upon ourselves to push that Zimbabwe comes back into the family fold. I mean, in life, you open a window for fresh air. If mosquitoes come in, it doesn't mean fresh air is back. That's what happened. There's been things that happened, and we do not want to talk about it. We as COSAFA just want kids that were 16, 2 years ago, have missed 2 years of international football. Some of them could have signed to overseas playing countries. Some of them could be playing professional, but they couldn't because we were suspended. But that's all in the past now. From now onwards, as COSAFA, our dream is for Zimbabwe to take its rightful place. This country is with so much talent, human capital. If we get our act right, our dream is to see Zimbabwe qualifying for the 2026 World Cup.
What a dream. That's what many Zimbabweans are hoping for and dreaming about. And Sports Minister Kirsty Coventry was equally bullish about the future of football in Zimbabwe.
So the works are ongoing. We will continue with that. We've had some initial conversations with our FIFA representatives. In terms of the next steps, they would like to see all of those next steps followed up in writing, which as the minister responsible we will do, and we'll deliver that through to the SRC, who will then pass that on to FIFA in terms of the commitments that's being made with this feasibility study that's being undertaken. That feasibility study has been undertaken with the legitimate company that built the soccer stadiums and renovated the soccer stadiums for the World Cup in 2010. So that's where the expertise is coming in. And in the next 3 weeks, we'll have a more of an update for you in terms of where that feasibility will see us and timelines, which will then be happily shared with SRC and FIFA.
Sports Minister Kirsty Coventry. Also some interesting news for boxing fans. The retired American boxer Floyd Mayweather, who calls himself the Money Man, is arriving in Harare, Zimbabwe tomorrow for a two-day visit before heading to South Africa in what he's calling the Motherland Tour. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, When the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's readmission into world football by the Soccer Federation, FIFA. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And our guests tonight are sports analyst Muzwedu Hadebe and former women's sports administrator and journalist Miriam Svanda. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Let me start off with Amai Svanda. And of course, she's my former print journalism lecturer. Amai Svanda, first of all, what's your take on the makeup of this committee?
Thank you, Ntungamili. I'm very impressed and confident with the skills that the committee brings to the beautiful game. Vamtasa is a solid and astute administrator. Rosemary and the other gentleman, Devela, I don't know him much, but they are players. They understand the game from a different dimension. And then we have Nyasha. She brings in a legal dimension, which is one of the things that I believe FIFA needs. There is an urgent need to relook the statutes that govern FIFA, the constitution, PSL, FIFA, and the leaders, and even women football. So I think I'm confident they will deliver in the time that they have been given and help every Zimbabwean who loves football realize their dream.
Thank you there, my Svanda. And coming to you, Khadebe, that question again, what's your take on the makeup of this panel?
Yeah, it's a very good evening to everyone, and good evening as well to my Svanda. I think, first of all, whichever way you want to look at it, you have been in isolation. So this gives us an opportunity for us to maybe restart our football, and we need to support the committee that has come through. As she has highlighted, we know the history of Lincoln Mikasa, and it's our hope that his expertise is going to be at play in changing the platform of Zimbabwe's football. Women's football plays a key role in terms of the growth of football in Zimbabwe. I think it's been going down. Rose has been in for a long time as far as women's football is concerned, starting when she was under the Lucky Henson of playing for New Orleans, up to playing for the national team, coaching even the likes of Harare City. So she knows exactly what we can expect, what we need in terms of women's football. And then Skumbuzo Ndebele grew up in Magogo, played for Eagles, played for Highlanders, played for AmaZulu. So he knows them in and out of a top player, of a professional player, and what is expected. But he has added another cap in terms of his football knowledge. He is one of the few who has given himself time to study most of these courses that are offered by FIFA up to a master's level. And I believe really this is an opportunity now to transfer all that theory into practical. And I think that maybe FIFA is also happy that one of its students is now having to apply the practical side, especially in Zimbabwe, where such opportunities tend to grow. And as highlighted, national things in that legal dimension, which is very key, as highlighted as well, in terms of our constitution, the FIFA constitution, which needs a serious revisit. But also, importantly, it is also someone who has a passion for a human resources issue. And one believes that this is an opportunity for a proper and clear structure to be implemented at FIFA for the good of the game. So I would say it's a balanced committee that needs our support for our football to move forward.
And there's no question, Hadebe, about the rot that pervades Zimbabwean sport, especially football. Liqala nje umsebenzi leliqula likomiti, siyazi iZimbabwe isilesikhathi ingadlali. Liqala umsebenzi leliqula, kumele liqale ngapi?
Kunzima kakhulu ngoba sifanele ukuthi kulama qualifiers aka 2026 World Cup. Uma sibona kugcwe umbuzo ukuthi sizilungiselele okunganani njengoba besingahlahla. Mhlawumbe abaningi bangathi kuqakathekile ukubana ekuqaliseni beshe bekukhanile lokho. Kodwa okunye okuqakatheke kakhulu okumele bekukhanilisise ngokubona kwami, njengoba ngitshile ukubana idade inyasha ngaphandle kokuba ligqwetha lolwazi le-human resources, ithuba elihle lokubana kube le-structure-ke esikhanyayo eFIFA esizanceda ukubana ukusebenza kube lula. Njalo lithuba labo elihle lokubana lisiphe i-structure esikhanyayo kumdlalo wezinguqu. Sikhangele kumona ibhola labobaba, i-PSL ivele ikhona, kodwa lithuba elihle lokubana sikhangele ama-leagues angaphansi kusukela kudivishini 1 kusiya phansi khona ngale kuma-grassroots, ukuthi indawo zonke sibe nama-league ama-juniors. Kodwa ngaphandle kwakhonokho balomsebenzi omunye omkhulu wokubana bekhangele ngitsho lebhola labomama, yikho siyathokoza ukubana u-Rose bamphosele laphana. Sikhangele ukubana abe nokwenza okukhulu ekutheni aphisise umdlalo wabomama. So ngamafitshane oqakathekileyo ngokubona kwami ukubana belungise i-structure se-FIFA, bebuye belungise nje sona i-structure sebhola lethu, bebe sebekhangela-ke nayo i-constitution ye-FIFA nezinye zezinto okumele bezikhangele. Kodwa umsebenzi mnengi ngoba lama-Warriors alethuba lokungena ama-qualifiers e-2026 World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Siyabonga. Uqhubeke ubambile khonapho, Hadebe. My spanda also, please do stay on the line if I come to you regarding Botora Mtereri. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli Mtereri no Gamsira. Hello, caller.
Yebo baba, yebo baba.
Yes, khuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma no Nelson wakaKhumalo, ngila eGoli ba.
Yebo Khumalo, uluzile udaba singalo, awuphose lakho ngamafitshane.
Lami lokuqala wena baba ikuthi into abangayenza bayeke ukufaka ezepolitiki ebholeni lezinyawo, esithina ama-fans lento lena iyasiphoxa, iyasilimaza. yinto egcina isithiba zibhola libe selengathi alikho right. Ngoba manje besekufaka ama-sanctions amaningi ngendaba zokuthi ipolitiki iyangena phakathi. But mina ngokwami ngijabulile ngoba ishishi ikwazile ukuthi isixazululo ngabe ixazulule le nkinga ebekade ibhekane nani nezifa ngendaba zebhola.
Hayi, siyabonga Mtungwa, sile themba bazoyiphatha kuhle kuyiwa phambili.
Thank you, thank you, baba.
Siyabonga. Ndizokere kwamuri amaisifanda. Hanzi nemtereri ndinovimba kuti going forward zifa chikwata chavamutasa ichi chichabata nyaya iyi neudzamu nemazvo pasina zvematongero enyika zviri kupindira. Ndimi makambo mhanya mutambo wenhabvu wemadzimai muzimbabwe kuadministration uko. Chikwata chavamutasa chinofanirwa kutanga papi chaipo, chinofanirwa kukoshesa zvipi?
Pane bazi mutungamiriri kana uchiisa mamiriro angaita bhora remunyika kana nemba iya yanga yawondomoka kwira pasi chaipo. Saka kana zvino zvadaro vanofanira kutangira pasi kugadzira bumbiro remutemo richabatsira kuti bhora redu richatambwa sei richifambidzwa sei, nekuti dambudziko ratakazenge taakuona zvinhu zvachiraira pabumbiro remutemo kana kuti atinoti constitution yezifa yainge ine maburi akawanda aibvumira vanhu kuti vaite njake njake nemutambo webhora. Saka ini maonero angu ndinoona kuti vakatanga ipapo paconstitution yezifa vachizoenda kumaconstitution ewomen nemaregions kusvika pasi vachinge vapedza tochitarisa kuti nhabvu mutambo ungatambwe sei kubvira pasi yatinoti player development. Asi ngatisangotarisai vatambi chete, kuchada vana, kuchadiwa mareferees, makochi, zvese zvinhu zvaanzamira. Saka kutotanga pacha kana tane constitution ndinoona vachaita yatingati pachirungu strategic plan yekutaura kuti kana tochidai tochidai. Asi kuti zvinhu zvedu zvitifambire ndinofunga vachatanga nekudzokera kumagrassroots, kotanga kutsvaga vatambi vachiri vechidiki vachadzidziswa kutamba bhora zvakanaka vachizokurawo vachienda. Tingada hedu kuenda kuWorld Cup 2026 asi ndinoona kunge tinenge takutarisira zvakawanda kubva kukomiti nekuti basa racho riripo rakawanda. Inini semunhu akambopinda mazviri zvebhora ndinoziva kuti pakaoma, nekuti izvozvi zvazvadai varipo vamwe vari kungomirira kuti vabhoronge tadza riri kutora vamutasa nekomiti yavo kuti risaibve tagoti takakutaurirai. Saka zvese izvozvo zvinosida kuti zvitangiswe, asi vakagadzirisa constitution vese vakauya mubhora vakabvuma kuti vaakuita zvavanenge vasungana, ndinoona tichienda mberi mutungamiri.
Aha, asi pane zvamunganongeza here zvishomanana amaisipanda pabumbiro remutemo zvamungati ndizvo zvinoda kuvandudzwa?
Chekutanga mutungamiriri, bumbiro remutemo rebhora rinofanirwa kutaura zvinonzwisisika kuti ndiani anobvumirwa kutungamira bhora munyika medu vachitarisa zvinotaurwa nesangano reFIFA. Ndicho chekutanga. Chechipiri, ndinoona kuti zvakakodzera kuti madzimai, chinzvimbo chemadzimai chinatsoongororwa vazive kuti vari pati vari kuita zvinhu zvavo sei, nekuti tichitarisa kumashure uku madzimai aimbunikidzwa chaizvo mari dzaibva kuFIFA dziri dzemadzimai dzichimboendeswa nekuvarume ndokwadzaibva dzangoperera ikoko. Saka ini ndinotarisa kuti kana tichida kuti nhabvu yemadzimai kunyanya iende mberi, madzimai ngaatihwewo mukana yekuita zvinhu zvavo vari vega pasina varume vanopindira mukati. Zvinobatsira. Asi hatisi kuti hatidyidzane, asingati tiyavachiita zvavo achi vachiita zvavo vachishandidzana pamwe chete kwete kuti madzimai anzi anotozopamurirwa nevarume sezvaiitika makore apfuura.
Hanzi namai spanda pamberi nemadzimai uyezve ndinomirana navo. Sitate umlaleri timbotorambereri kusouth africa uko kola. Good evening, sakwamukela.
Sakuvona baba ndungamilingomo noma kasivanda.
Ye, siyavo siyakwamukela mlaleli, sikhuluma lobani?
Hawu, ukhuluma nomfundisi umoyo.
Oh, mfundisi umoyo.
Kuthokozisa ukubuya kwesiqhema seZimbabwe namhlanje sivuka sizwa indaba yezimuna kangaka. Nisithulela zona sibe sizwa uhlungu khulu ukubona abadlali bebhola laseZimbabwe sibazi ukuhamba nabo sibalandelela sikhuluma nawe imihla namalanga. So namhlanje sokuvuka sizwa ukuthi hayi isimo seZimbabwe sesibuyele. Kuthabile khulu kwahambala endingithanda ukuthokozisa ukubona labo bakhethiwe. Ubaba Ndebele nobaba Mugada nobaba Mugada nobaba Mutasa noGweta kuti babambe isikhatshana ngathana mabanikela umsebenzi wokuwongamela izifa leyo ngenxa yokuthi izinto zile zingakhambi kuhle. Even masikhuluma abadlali baningi mabangasakhona ukuthengwa ekhaya, even masikhuluma nje mva nje eBotswana kunemibiko kuwawukhiphile kuthi maudlale kuyaseZimbabwe mangazange adlalele icembu angeke adlalele ilizwe leBotswana. Ukubuyela kwesichema seZimbabwe kuFIFA indimu nandikhulu kwahambala siyathemba ukuthi kusasa mava ziyenza i-draw iZimbabwe uthola ama-team right mhlawumbe ezingu-qualify kokuthoma ku-World Cup yase-United States of America ne-Canada ne-Mexico. Bonke sabile khulu kwahambala and ngiyathemba kunalabo bonke babakhethile bazokusebenza umsebenzi omuhle. Abomama bayi-2 nababa bayi-2 bazokuthi obunye wadlalela i-Dynamo obunye wadlala i-Highlanders ngesikhathi lesa ilizwe leZimbabwe lisadlala ibhola.
Well said, mfundisi. Isikhathi sesisambile kodwa asitshe khonapho, siyabonga mfundisi moyo. Ngize kuwe as we wrap up, Hadebe. In 30 seconds, Hadebe, what's your advice to this committee?
Well, I think they need to strategically talk to key stakeholders. Some, of course, will have a negative approach, but I think there are lots of positive outcome that can help the game go forward. So they need to consult a lot. FIFA says they are consulting, so they need to consult in depth so that by the time of elections, whoever is taking over sees the direction that we want to take as a football nation.
Thank you, De Hadebe. Amai Spanda, in 20 seconds, give us your last word. 20 seconds.
Looking forward to a real change and progress and development in the game. I'm sure the committee are up to the task, and they will consult and listen to what football stakeholders have to say for the good of the game.
Thank you so very much, Amai Spanda, and that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks again to our guest, Moswetu Hadebe, leading sports analyst and former Zimbabwe women football boss, Amai Miriam Spanda. Let's make another date tomorrow, Zimbabwe. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Good night.